Hello everyone, welcome back. Today I want to speak about the physical beauty, how everyone wants a perfect body and everybody wants to be beautiful because that's what they see, and they feel that these women that are beautiful and attractive are the ones that get the more attention, which is right, they do. But at the same time, I don't want my beauty to be the main form of you liking me or wanting me, neither. No one is content with their body, with their own skin. Because society tells you you should be a certain size, not overweight. And to that, I get it, and I understand it to an extent. I do. But it doesn't mean that everyone has to be skinny, neither. But like I said, everybody wants to copy others. There's people that go get plastic surgery because they feel what they have is not sufficient, is not good enough. My eyes, my eyebrow, my nose, my lips, my cheeks. But the thing is, it's like I share with you guys that nothing is perfect. It is what it is. And you can make things better. No one says you can. You just have to know how to. Not everyone can have a plastic surgery and come out great. There are people that are burned. And then are that fortunate to cover up the burns. But in reality, we are all burned. And that's why we try to cover it up in one form or another. I'm going to tell you a story about a tree. There was this man that had a land. And every time he walked around his land, he always noticed this tree standing on its own. And the other trees were separated from him, from the tree. So he decided to put a new tree next to him. So he got the roots, digged, put the roots in, and waited for the little tree to grow. But it does take time before it grows. And every day, the man was hoping to see an inch of that tree grow. But unfortunately, he died before he can see that little tree growing. And as that little tree was growing, one day he looked at the big tree and said, "You're so beautiful and you're so strong." And the big tree says, "Why, thank you. That was very kind of you to say." And the little tree said, "Well, I hope that I can grow up to be as strong and as beautiful as you." And the tree looked at the little tree and said, "Well, you have to grow your own beauty." And the little tree looks at the big tree and says, "What do you mean? I don't understand." And the big tree told the little tree, "Well, you can't have my beauty because that is mine. I have been here for years and I have earned all these leaves. I've earned them. And you would have to earn yours and make your tree whatever you choose for it to be or to look like." And the little tree turned around and told the big tree, But I want to be like you." And the big tree said, "But you can't." And the little tree said, "But why? Look, I have branches. And there's a tiny leaf growing." And the big tree said, "Yes. And that's great. But those leaves and those branch belongs to you. Not to me. So you have to decide what those things will mean to you. Because for every leaf that comes, there is a lesson." And the little tree looked at the big tree and said, "Wait a second. Are you telling me that all those leaves that you have on your tree, they were all lessons?" And the big tree said, "Yes." And the little tree said, "Well, that's a lot of lessons." And the big tree said, "Yes. And it's taken me years to learn these lessons. Just like it would take you to learn your lessons." And the little tree says, "Oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to learn my lesson quick because I want a lot of leaves on my tree. And I want to build to be strong." And the big tree laughed and said, "My little tree, you have so much to learn and so much to see." And the little tree said, "But I don't understand. Why can't I be like you?" And the big tree says, "Because there's only one me, just like there's only one you." And the little tree looked around and says, "But look, there's other trees." And the big tree said, "Yes, there is. But if we really look at the trees that are out there, you're going to realize that there's something different about each tree. Whether it stands out, whether it doesn't. But if you see and allow yourself to see it, you realize that these trees carry their own happiness." And the little tree looked at the big tree and said, "Well, I really don't understand what you're trying to say, but I believe you. And I'll accept it, but I still want to be like you." And the big tree turned around and says, "We'll see. We'll see." And as the little tree's growing and more leaves are coming, he's getting so excited and so happy. And he tells the big tree, "You see, look at my leaves. Aren't they beautiful?" And the big tree turned around and said, "Oh, yes, they are. But why do you think they're beautiful?" And the little tree looked at the big tree and said, I don't know, they just look good. And the big tree says, it's not about just looking good. It's about more than just the beauty. What do those leaves represent to you? And the little tree thought for a while and said, happiness. And the big tree says, why happiness? And the little tree says, because I'm happy. I'm so happy that I'm getting leaves on my branch. And the big tree said, you're getting it, but you still got a ways to go. And the little tree says, whatever. I'm just happy I got these leaves. So all of a sudden, the tree started to grow with more leaves. And it was getting so exciting with it. And the branch were coming out. And he couldn't wait for him to be covered in leaf. And then one day he looked at the big tree and says, look at this. Look at all my leaves. And look, my branches, how they have come out. And the big tree says, yes. They have come out in different forms and in different directions. And the little tree says, yes, you're right. They have. So I'm getting close to be like you. And the big tree said, no, you're not. You're getting close to be like you. But I don't want to be me. I want to be like you. To have all those branches, those leaves, and be big and strong. And the big tree says, you're a slow learner because you're not catching in the death of your journey. And the little tree says, journey? What do you mean journey? And the big tree said, your purpose. The reason that you are here. The little one says, here? What do you mean here? I am here. What am I supposed to do with my purpose? What are you talking about? And the big tree told the little tree, do you know how you got here? And the little tree said, yeah. I just grew up. And the big tree said, no, you just didn't grow up. There was a bee that was that chose a root that was put into the ground so you can be able to grow. And the little tree says, okay, so they did all that and now I'm growing, now what? And the big tree says, oh my goodness, are you so blind that you cannot see? Have you lost your sight within yourself? And the little tree said, no, I still can see. I see you. So what are you talking about? First you tell me that every leaf will have a lesson for me. Well, I don't see no lessons. All I see is leaves growing. And the big tree says, That's because you're not paying attention to those messages or lessons that are given to you. Because you feel that it has nothing to do with you being a tree. But it does. And the little tree looked at the big tree and said, okay, so what is your purpose of being here, standing there and having all these leaves come into the branch, growing? So what is the purpose? The big tree told the little one, why don't you tell me? Okay. The purpose is that to make you look beautiful. And the big tree said, no. It doesn't make me beautiful. That's not what it's about. And the little tree was more confused than ever. And the little tree said, can't you just make things easy for me? Why are you making it difficult? And the big tree turned around and says, I'm not making it difficult. You are. Because you choose not to hear me and hear the things that I'm saying to you. And the little tree turned around and says, I still don't get it. And as the little tree, the branches, more branches was growing, more leaves were coming in. And he was so happy. And as he's seeing all this happen, he feels that there's something missing and he quite don't know what it is. So he turned to the big tree and says, you know, I feel good and great that I'm growing all these leaves, but I don't know, I feel like there's something missing. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something missing. What do you think it is? And the big tree turned to the little tree and says, what do you think? And the little tree said, no, but I told you first. So tell me what it is. And the big tree said, no, you didn't tell me first. You told yourself first. So look within you and tell me what you really see. And the little tree turned around and says, I see me as a tree. I see the leaves to the branch growing. And that's what I see. And the big tree turned around and says, nah. If you really, really look, you'll see more. And the little tree turns around and says to him, well, what is it that you see? I see all the trees that carries different beauty in them. And everyone surrounds these trees because they make a connection with them. You ask what is their purpose. They can shear you on the rain, cover you from the rain. They can make papers for you to write on. They can build a cabin for you to stay warm. A fire. So you can eat your food. A tree serves a lot of purpose, not just for one thing. And though it is sad when they cut us down, but then we have to know that was our time. And we need to let it go. Can you understand that? And the little tree turns around and says, well, I just think that you're selfish. And the big tree says, selfish? Yeah. Because all you're doing is thinking about yourself. The paper for yourself, the fireplace for yourself, the shelter for yourself. And I look at this little tree and say, you have no capacity to go further in that brains of yours and open them up so you can see the purpose of your tree. Years passed. The tree was big now. It was blossoming a lot of leaves. As more branch came out, it was halfway there. Next to the big tree, the little one was reaching. But the more the little one reached, the higher the bigger tree got. And the little tree told the big tree, can you just stay one place? And the big tree says, what do you mean? It says, every time I think I'm getting close to you, you go further up. And the big tree said, well, that is the purpose. My purpose is not to stay where you're at. My purpose is to continue to grow. And the little tree said, I understand that. I really do. But you know what makes me feel so sad? And the big tree said, no, what? That at a certain time of the year, I lose all my leaves. And the branch just stay empty and still. And I don't know why. And the big tree looked at the little tree and says, you know, it's okay for the leaves to fall off. It really is. And you know why? Because at a certain time, that tree will have leaves and more branches. And more will grow as time passed by. And the little tree turned around and says, but that doesn't make sense to me. Why would they fall just to grow up again? And the little tree told that to the big tree. And the big tree turned around and says, because we can't hold on to all the leaves all the time. There are times when we have to let go, no matter how much it hurts us, but we have to let go. And you will be making a connection within the tree, for you would allow yourself to gain the knowledge and wisdom from that tree. You realize that these answers, this way of seeing things, was so much difficult for you, but yet it was easy. No complications, not difficult. It wasn't hard. Is that you allow it to be hard? And now you still want to be beautiful as a tree, and not realizing that every tree is beautiful in their own way, because they always have something that is special. And when you make connection with that tree, you will know the meaning of the word special. And the little tree turns around and says, I'm beginning to understand what you're saying. And I understand now that when I told you I wanted to be like you and be beautiful as you, you said, no, you need to be you. You need to see your own beauty. That's what you need to see. Don't copy mine's, because mine's is not yours. Don't try to take something away that does not belong to you. Don't be selfish. Be free. Be free enough to be you and no one else. You might admire what they do in a very positive way, and that's awesome. But if you can't be them, then let it go. And learn how to be you. Don't worry about the other trees. They have learned their lessons, as if I have learned mine. And the big tree turns around and tells the little tree, I'm so happy that you got to understand. And he turned around the little tree and said, but I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of the noises that is made at night when it's raining. Where does those noises come from? And I can hear them. And I realize that it's something that scares me. And I don't know why, but it does. And I go under. Not to be afraid. And I don't want to be like that. I really don't. Oh, wow. It looks like it's going to rain. And the big tree say, yes. But it's coming on time because we need the water. All the plants are drying up. And the little tree says, and so are we. But it's just scary. Really? You'll be fine. And the little bird said, if you say so, I'll be fine. And all of a sudden, from far from a distance, he heard the rain. And not only did he hear the rain, but he also heard the thunder. Oh, that noise scares me. It scares me so much. The big tree said, why? Says, I don't know. It's like the rain is angry and is letting us know that it's angry. And the big tree turn around and says, no, that's not true. Then why does it rain like that? And the big tree says, it rains like that because they need people to wake up and to think. Just like you did. There's nothing to fear. Nothing is going to happen. And the little tree says, well, it's easy said than done, isn't it? And the big tree looked at the little tree and says, you need to relax. And he says, relax. When you live in a world where people betray you, you can't relax. And the big tree says, you relaxed it very well when I was teaching you the lessons. And you did great. So underneath that thunder and rain, you made it your business to do great in your grades, and you did. And then you gave us the light. I just want to be big. And the big tree said, you will. He really will. And the little tree turned around and says, but you know, I realize I don't want to be you. I want to be the tree that stands out on its own. I want to be the tree that helps people with their problems by answering them as they lean on my tree. I want to be here so that I can accept who and what I am. And I realize that I don't want to be you anymore. I want to be me. I want to know that the purpose that I do the things that I do is because I want to be better than what I am today. But sometimes it's hard to think that you're capable of it. But you're right, big tree. I can never be you. Because your experience as a tree is so different than my own experience. And I get it. I really do. So I have to learn to stand on my own. I have to understand that it's up to me to build up the most powerful tree that there is. And not because it is or isn't beautiful, but because me as a tree know I have a lot to offer. And that makes me feel great. And I also know that I need to stand on my own as a tree. I was mistaken for such a long time. For every leaf does bring a message, a letter of saying, it's your time now. So again, I don't want to be you. I want to be me. I want to look around and notice different trees that are out there, the different branches, the different leaves, even though I am sad when the leaves go away and they fall on the floor. that makes me feel sad. But I also know that in life, no matter how happy you are or how positive you are, there is always going to be sadness. But it's up to us how we choose to deal with it. And it's up to us to make that difference within us. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That I've learned these lessons. That the beauty that I hold is mine now. And the leaves that have come into my tree, I have learned their secrets also. So let's celebrate, let's sing, and let's share. So as the two trees were having fun and laughing and giggling, years passed and they became closer. But then one day, something horrible happened. They were cutting down his friend's tree. And then they realized that something was wrong. And they looked at each other. And the big tree looked at the little tree and says, "I guess it's my time to leave now." And the little tree turned around and says, "No, you can't go, you can't go. It's not fair, it's not fair. You have to be here until I reach the height." And the little tree says, "I never said I will be here. But this is what it is. They need my wood, so it's time to chop me down." And the little tree was so angry and said, "But you're not willing to do anything. You're not willing to fight. You're not nothing." And the big tree says, "I've been here for centuries. And I can tell you stories about trees. But I can't, because it's time for me to leave." And the little tree turns around and says, "So you're going to be chopped down, and I'm going to be alone, and I'm not going to have anybody." And the little tree looked up as the big tree said to him, "You will never be alone, ever. Because you have your branches and you have your leaves and the trees that are standing around. But it's not you. No. And it doesn't have to be me. And just maybe there might be another tree growing in my place. And I hope that you would teach those lessons that I taught you about my father and the tree. Don't be afraid to be you. Accept you. Accept everything about you. Don't try to be something or someone else's life if it's not yours. Don't try to copy somebody else's life if it's not you. Don't do that. The beauty is within you. And if you go copying somebody else because you want to be more beautiful, then you're going to lose the meaning of the word beautiful. And as the big tree started to feel weaker, as if we're cutting her down little by little. She realized that her journey was going to be stopped because she was way ahead of all the other trees. She had so much wisdom and knowledge and so much stories to share. But those are the choices that she also made, knowing that one day, this day will come. And the little tree looked at the big tree and says, "I'm going to miss you." And the big tree says, "Yes, and I'm going to miss you. But if you carry me within your heart, I will always be there, just like I will carry you in my heart. Nothing or no one can ever separate our memories, our lessons, time that we spent talking to each other. Those will always be ours. And though no one can see further than those are the ones that will stay still and grow nowhere. Beauty is everywhere, not just one place. Realize that. And don't ever give up until your last breath." And the little tree started to cry and said, "I'm so sad. Don't know what to do now. I'm going to be left alone." And the big tree said, "You would never, ever be alone. If you were and you didn't have anybody, you would have to look and see if you're standing on your own. Standing on your own, it's okay. Just like being you, it's okay. Just like having the beauty that you carry within you, it's okay." And the little tree looked at the big tree and says, "So this is goodbye?" And the big tree says, "Yes. But perhaps soon you'll have another tree. And that tree is going to need your help. And I hope that you guide that tree as I have guided you. For let that tree find its own beauty. Let that tree shine on its own. Let that tree understand that it's about you, not about me. Let that tree know that for every leaf that grows, there's a lesson. And let that tree know that when there's no more leaves, it doesn't mean you fell. It means you're building up for new, beautiful leaves. Because we do have a purpose. And you share those purpose with that tree. And who knows? Maybe you two will grow more together and make a stronger connection than what we have had. So goodbye, my little tree. And remember, your beauty is different than anybody else's. Because everyone has their own beauty in a different form of way. And we should embrace that. And it's okay to be skinny. It's okay to be chubby. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be Asian. It's okay to be anything that you are. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be you. It's just okay. But find your own beauty within yourself. Don't find it in others. Find it in yours and only yours. Because that is the beauty that will matter in time. And don't be afraid to share it. And don't be afraid to teach those lessons that are simple. The only persons that are ugly are those that choose to live in the dark, in the negative. And those that are handsome, beautiful, in so many ways, not only physical, will understand the light that shines through them. It's not about being conceited. That's not what it's about, neither. It's not about using whatever beauty you have to destroy someone else. It's not about having that beauty and making somebody else feel less. It's not about having that beauty and feeling you need to control another human being. It's not the beauty that destroys a human being. It's about the beauty that allows those to shine and allows those to make a connection and to learn so many beautiful things that is out there for them by not running away. But wake up and allow yourself to see what is in front of you. As a little tree got to accept himself in time, it did not happen overnight. It took time. It really did. So, little tree, never be in a hurry to grow. Ever. Take your time growing. So you can recognize the beauty that's going to shine within you. Never give up on that beauty. Allow yourself to feel free. Allow yourself to understand. It's not whether I'm skinny, I'm chubby, I'm fat, I'm gay, I'm black, I'm Asian, I'm white, I'm Hispanic. It doesn't matter. For everyone carries their own beauty within themselves. And it's up to them to decide. We all have to feel safe with our own skin. We're the one that has to be secure with who and what we are within the beauty that we have to offer ourselves. That it's what it's all about. Don't let that beauty turn into darkness. Don't let that beauty be abused or used. Allow that beauty to learn how to love, to have compassion and understanding. Don't allow that beauty to be ugly and take you down with it. Just as the tree that grows to be the best tree that it can and the most beautiful tree that it could. For every tree is different if you allow yourself to see it. Just like every human being is different and carries their own beauty within them. If you see the physical, realize that in time that physical would disappear. And realize that the other beauty you see within will last to eternity. Wake up and open your eyes and glance of the beauty that is passing by. Hold on to that. And know that there's more to that than meets the eye. For I am no more, I am no less. For I am not perfect and won't be perfect. For I will be average, attractive, cute, gorgeous, fine, outstanding. But it's not about that. It's about where I stand with my beauty within me. Learning what I have learned within me. Knowing the misery within myself. Knowing the anger and the frustration of myself. So when we get to meet, I won't have this on me, but be the person and the beautiful person that I'm meant to be, so I can make someone smile and laugh. Everything and anything, it's inside. It holds the key to your beauty. So when you look at a tree and you're passing by, allow yourself to feel something within that tree. Put your hands on that tree. And focus on it. It might surprise you. Because you might get to hear something or see something within that tree. That tree has so much wisdom and knowledge and history, as well as it has love. So I let you go with knowing that the little tree grew up to be so powerful and beautiful and proud. But the little tree knew where to take those thoughts, those feelings, and what the little tree did was said, I am beautiful. I have earned what I am standing on. And now that I know that, I can be sent free and not be afraid of anything anymore. And to continue to grow until it's time for them to take me down for whatever they need me for. And that is my job, to make sure that every tree knows that they're here for a reason and a purpose, because they do serve a purpose. And they should feel so blessed, so honored, that we are involved in the world of growth, that we are involved in the world of knowledge. Now, as I continue to grow, I understood my friend, the big tree, what he was trying to tell me all this time. I'm sorry, my big tree, that it took me so long to get here. But I hope every day will be a better day than yesterday, and that I have reached to the success that you have, but in my own success and in my way. All of a sudden you hear someone saying, "Hey, big tree, you're beautiful. I want to be just like you. I want to grow and be strong and carry all those leaves that you're carrying. I want to be able to stand up the way you do." And the little tree looks at the big tree and says, "Wow, you're really big and strong." And the big tree turns around and tells the little tree, "Yeah, but it's taken me quite a while to get here. And I don't mean 1 or 2 or 3 years. Longer than that, it has taken me. So little tree, I hope you're ready for a lesson that's gonna take you a long time to learn. First of all, you cannot be like me. You have to be like you, because your beauty is your own beauty, as my beauty is my own. And no one can never take that away from you. And that's something that you must know. And I'll say it for the last time. Your beauty is your beauty. And my beauty is my beauty. And you cannot take it away from me."